Mornings with Nadia on ABC Radio Perth and WA and on the ABC Listen app.
The likes of Australian of the Year Grace Tame, Brittany Higgins, calling out their experiences has inspired a group of Perth women, young women, mind you, who have decided to break their own silence about sexual assault and abuse and open the platform for others. Now, more than 100 women, and some men actually, attended an event last night called Why I Didn't Report. It's run by a group called Young Women Against Sexual Violence, and they compiled about 50 letters from young women's experiences of sexual violence. Now, I do need to warn you that this story does contain some distressing personal experiences, but this is something that we need to hear. Mornings reporter Kate Lever went along to hear their stories.
When I wrote the letter, it just flowed out. Like, I didn't even have to think too much about it because I felt like I had actually already processed it in the 2 years that it's been 2 years since this happened. So I feel like I've definitely processed it and have gone to therapy and have a good understanding of the trauma that I experienced and can actually tell my story in that way. It felt liberating to be able to write it out on paper and send it off.
I didn't report since at the time I never realised it was sexual abuse. Now that I have realised, I guess I'm not reporting because it's so long ago and I feel like sharing my story is a better way to create good from bad.
Like, the first time I was ever raped was July 2017. I think that's when I kind of noticed, like, everything in the past that was very, like, that was sexual assault.
Why I didn't report? Because I loved that person and the idea of them so much more than I loved myself. I woke up with no recollection of taking off my makeup, getting changed after a big celebratory night. Oh, by the way, we had sex last night, but I stopped the moment you wake up and groaned no. I was unconscious, though. I knew I was raped. It's been over 2 years now. I have only told my sister and best friend a year ago. Still not sure if I can bring myself to tell my mum yet. So to answer the question why I didn't report, it's because I once loved this person so much that I tried to fix them and us while they broke me and made me question all of who I am and believed in.
So some experience being sexually assaulted from the age of 4 and over the years, and how I was in a deep relationship for 8 years, which involved rape. I guess it's really hard at the time. It took me 8 years to come out of that. So, and then when I did respond and go to the police, because there's no proof of it, the police told me there's nothing they could actually do.
What did it feel like seeing your letter up amongst, you know, the 48 others up on the wall there?
It felt surreal. A little bit scary, because I didn't know what people were going to think about it. But it felt good being able to share my story and just to help other people that's been through it as well.
I just looked at the Young Women Against Sexual Violence Instagram page and I was like, I need to get on board with this. And I had always had this inkling feeling of I wanted to make my story public. I wanted to use my pain in a powerful way and empower other women to share their stories. And Young Women Against Sexual Violence provided that platform. And so when I saw that they were holding an event for Why I Didn't Report, it just, like, there was no doubt about it that I was going to submit my story.
Hi, my name is Joey and I'm one of the co-founders for Young Women Against Sexual Violence. I'm also a student at UWA. So we've started this organisation since October 2020 and it's been a wild ride. But very exciting that we're able to kind of implement this in the community and impact the community in this kind of way.
My name is Michaela Rafer. I'm also one of the co-founders of Young Women Against Sexual Violence. I also study psychology currently. This event that we're having tonight is a really important one so that we can provide a platform for women to share their stories and to be heard and believed. And we really want to engage the community in this discussion so that we can all reflect on the way that we're interacting with each other.
Yeah, I think we started this, like, this is very new. And for me, I started this unit, this entrepreneurship unit at UWA. They asked the question, what's a personal problem that you want to solve? And so I was like, well, sexual violence, because this has happened with me and a lot of my friends. And it's always been a discussion among ourselves, but it's been really hard for all of us when it comes to normalization of attitudes and behaviors to actually speak out about it. So I got in contact with Michaela when I was creating this kind of idea, and Kayla's like, you know what, like, let's actually do something about this. Like, let's not just restrict ourselves to just a uni unit, but more of just actually implementing this into the community.
I think that for the longest time I wanted to do something, but I never felt that I had the agency to do that. I wanted to do something because it took me about 4 years to identify what happened to me as what it was, which is rape. The reason it took so long is because our ideas of sexual violence are often something that is violent and a stranger in an alleyway, but that's not actually an accurate depiction, because most cases of sexual violence are perpetrated by a person that the victim knew, and most of the time in the home of the victim or of the perpetrator. So when I started hearing other people's stories, that was what helped me in identifying and processing my own experiences. So it was really important to me to have a way to share my own story, hear the stories of others, and to express myself in a way that I felt that my story was being heard and was going towards something constructive and not just falling on deaf ears.
Sending it through to this event, and knowing that there are so many other stories like mine and similar to mine or different to mine or whatever it is, that kind of shared collective experience was like, I'm doing this because I want to turn that pain into power, and I want to use that pain to do something good. It feels like an 1 second, sorry.
That's okay.
For me, confronting to see that the experiences of people, of women, of people who are like me, are similar, and that the pain that you can feel from reading, like, those letters, and the pain that you can feel and see that the women here have experienced, it's both, I can't say comforting, like, but to know and have an understanding of that is, feels less alone.
Gee, that's pretty powerful. That was the organisers of a new group called Young Women Against Sexual Violence, Joey Lim and Michaela Rayfell, speaking to the ABC's Kate Lever. You can get in touch with that group if you want to. All you need to do is look up Young Women Against Sexual Violence on Facebook and Instagram. Support always available too. Don't forget that number, 1-800-RESPECT, 1-800-737-732.
Mornings with Nadia on ABC Radio Perth and WA, and on the ABC Listen app.